Proclamation number 5462 of 16th of August, 1952. The Divine Law, Serving in Love. Only one law counts in heaven and on earth, to serve in love. A serving love is infinitely blissful, it is a wanting to please in infinite many ways. Whether on earth or in the spiritual kingdom, anyone who serves in love has reached a degree of maturity where the one becomes aware that he is seized by God's love, and this blissful certainty stimulates the one into ever more eager activity in love, and the one now fulfills his actual purpose of his own accord, because now the divine will also fills the one through God's presence, which is the certain result of the working in love. Wherever the law of love is fulfilled, everything is also in divine order, for the law is built on love. Disorder only occurs where love is lacking, because negative forces are at work where the divine power of love cannot become effective. There, however, decay, decline, destruction and chaos can also be recognized. Love, then, is the sustaining, the constructing, the promoting and the ordering power. It can be absent or also be turned into the opposite. But the creatures then step out of the order and are unhappy. And every unkind action destroys what love builds up. That is why you humans should be extremely careful that you don't want to make yourselves weak, that you don't want to deprive yourselves of the strength you have at your disposal when you live in love. Love is strength and always has a positive effect, which is why it is also exceedingly blissful. Nevertheless, love can also seemingly inflict wounds, but then eternal recovery is the aim, and thus it nevertheless remains love. And this is why eternal love sometimes resorts to means which appear unloving in order to ensure eternal healing for its living creatures. This is why God's salvation plan includes events that do not reveal God's love and yet are determined by His infinite love. But where disorder has occurred, order must be created again. The principle of love must prevail in heaven and on earth if the living creatures are to be granted a blissful fate. Everyone should serve and please each other. Love should be the driving force for all actions. Then God, who is present in every work of love, will always be present, and then no harm can be found but bliss and peace instead will reign where there is love. Amen.